This is the Jacksonites Cobras locker room chat here on FM 103.9 at KNZA with head coach Caleb Wick. Johnny came back with you as well. And, coach, you look back last week. You went on the road to Olpe. Obviously, you knew going in they were the number one team in the state, and they've just had such a good run the last couple of years. But you've played well. Ultimately, fall short 35-0, probably a lot closer than that score indicated. But overall, just what were your thoughts on the play of your guys there Friday?
You know, the major positive I think that came out of that is we got better as a team. And like you said, the score might not indicate how close the game was. I know I hate saying that, but, you know, we go into halftime 14-0, and I thought we played pretty well, especially defensively in the first half. We shut them out 3-and-out that first drive, and it was the first time they've punted all year. So that was definitely a positive for us. And, you know, we get a first down there on the first drive and then stall out and punt it back to them. And like I said on the radio show last week, they just kill us every year on field position and on special teams game. And it happened again on Friday. You know, we have our first punt. We punted about 40 yards. And, you know, they catch it on the run and they're able to get a good return and get it down inside our territory about the 25-yard line. And that was their first score. It was on a 4th and goal. So kudos to our defense trying to hold them out, but they ended up scoring on 4th down. That was the only score of the first quarter, and then they scored once more right before half to make it 14-0, and we're still feeling pretty good about ourselves, and we come out the opening drive of the second half and throw a pick. So definitely not good for the offensively, at least. I think we had only 85 or 87 yards total offense, but, you know, with that being said, I thought our offensive line played the best game they have all year. So that's, again, just credit to Olpe's defense. They're the number one team in the state for a reason. They definitely showed it on Friday.
Was that a good test, though, for your guys, at least going into that game, you know, going up against a team? It wasn't a district game or it was a non-league game and things like that, but was that good just to kind of get a playoff feel for your guys to go on the road and play a team that's so good like Olpe is?
Oh, I thought it was great for us. And it's one of those things, the atmosphere was a playoff atmosphere. You know, you go down there and it's an old-style type of stadium, and there's cars circled around everywhere, and there's people in the back of their trucks, and, you know, it's in the outfield of a baseball field. So the atmosphere was great. And like you said, I think it was great for the kids just to get that playoff atmosphere and get a big game under their belt.
Now you look at it this week, it'll be another playoff-type atmosphere as you'll go on the road to Valley Heights and kind of a big game, really, for both of your teams. We'll talk about the matchup with the Mustangs when we come back. This is the Jacksonites Cobras Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Jacksonites Cobras Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Caleb Wick. It's brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham. Well, coach, look at it this week. You go on the road to Valley Heights. Valley Heights obviously coming off a pretty good win on the road at Troy last week, 12-0, and kind of a defensive battle there. Just what do you look at here with this matchup with the Mustangs?
You know, it's a district game, and it's huge implications on playoff seeding for both teams. So, you know, I think both teams are going to be ready to go. And we haven't really been to Valley Heights in a while. I think the last 3 or 4 matchups, at least, have been at home. So it's going to be a little different driving out there. But I know it's a beautiful atmosphere, and it's a beautiful facility out there. And, you know, when talking about Valley Heights, they are a young football team, and I think that's putting it lightly. They play a lot of freshmen. They play a lot of sophomores. But, you know, with that being said, they're a good football team. You know, they run their stuff. They execute very, very well, and their backs run hard. And I know their running back is coming back from last year, and he just destroyed us last year in the game. I think he might have had over 200-yard rushing against us. And, you know, they got another Youngerberg at fullback. So whenever you hear that last name, you know he's going to be a tough runner and a tough, hard-nosed player. And, you know, on the offensive line, they're big and they're young. So I know they've been getting better each and every game, and you can definitely see that on film. So it's going to be a tall task for us on Friday, but hopefully the kids will be up for the challenge.
And obviously their defense coming off a big performance last week against Troy, holding Troy to 65 total yards of offense. So what are some things defensively that Valley Heights does that has a chance to present some problems for your offense?
You know, they're just fast. They have tremendous team speed, definitely more team speed than we do. But with that being said, hopefully we can exploit that a little bit, you know, maybe run some different stuff to maybe hopefully get them out of position from time to time. But overall, yeah, their defense is stout, and, you know, they rally to the football, and they definitely execute their assignments on defense. So it's going to be one of those games where hopefully we can execute, and if it's a game where we have to get 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, 1 yard, it might be a game like that. Or if we have to come out and hopefully get the vertical passing game going and hit a couple big plays, that would be huge for us as well. So, like I said, it's going to be probably a defensive battle, and it's just whatever team executes better is probably going to win the football game.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck against Valley Heights coming up on Friday. It should be a good one. Your guys 2-2 in the district, Valley Heights 2-3 in district play, and District 2 there in Class 1A. So, Coach, good luck. Thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Ron Church Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham on FM 103.9 KNZA.